RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
He's a fountain of knowledge, folks. Gary Hess is here. And says that they do sell the 100 grand bar
right
at Wawa.
Yes, they do. Oh. And it's the king size, the one that has 3 of them in there instead of 2.
You know, The shrinkflation, I think, is the term where they shrink the candy bar, but they don't change the price.
Right.
Twix. I'd like to call out the Twix company.
Uh-huh.
Those are, like, they got tiny this Halloween.
Yes.
The Twix bar, like, that's not even bite size anymore. That's like,
well, yeah,
feed it to your baby
for
size.
Years they called it the fun size bars.
Yeah.
But they're so small now they're not even fun size anymore.
No, they're not fun anymore. No. Nothing.
We've seen shrinkflation in a lot of areas.
That candy shrinkflation, though, very noticeable.
Yes.
Halloween's not so far apart that I don't remember how big the Twix was last year.
Right. Well, I remember a couple of months ago. You know, we were just talking off the air about how I'm not a big breakfast eater here at work.
Yeah.
Producer Dan was making a McDonald's run. I was like, you know, I'm hungry this morning. Before the show started, got me an Egg McMuffin.
Yeah.
It looked like they put an Egg McMuffin in a trash compactor. I'm like, are these like, they look like the size of one,
What are the Chick-fil-A things? The minis.
The
chicken minis.
Chicken minis. It looked like one of those. I was like, should I gotten a 4-pack of these Egg McMuffins? I mean, they're tiny.
Fun size Egg McMuffin. Starbucks, which is struggling, is launching a new initiative today, Gary. I'm sure you saw this on the news. They're going back to writing customers' names with a Sharpie instead of printing it out on the computer. That personal touch will win back people to Starbucks is the thinking.
That personal touch will inspire people to pay $12 for a cup of coffee.
Well, look, it's $12, but they wrote my name on with the Sharpie and they spelled it wrong, and so that's I back when I was younger, I knew people who worked in fast food and all these places. I kind of don't anymore now that I'm older. I would love to know, though, like, they deliberately misspell the names, right?
My niece, I'm going to ask her. My niece works at a Starbucks in Nashville, and And I will say this about working at Starbucks. They are helping put her through school.
Yeah.
And so...
I think they're known for, paying well and all that.
So she was just like, she's like, I have to work the morning shift, but it's a small price to pay for my college education.
Yep.
But yeah, so I will reach out to her and ask her that. I'll find out. I'll do some reconnaissance for you there.
Excellent. Gary Hess joins us. Do we have the Gary Hess sounder locked and loaded? We'll give it a second here because we don't plan ahead on this show, as you know. Let's fire it up. Friday Fun with Gary.
It's time for some Friday Fun with 910 The Fan Sports Director, Gary Hess.
Gary, we have you on every week, and every week you go find a high school game and call it, and it's good. But some weeks are really good. And this week, you had, I want to talk about your game, Armstrong TJ.
We had a plethora of good.
But I also want to talk about the other games, because, Bryan Highland Springs speaks for itself, Benedictine Trinity, those teams may see each other again before it's all said and done.
Probably 2 weeks in a row.
And there's a lot of really good football happening tonight.
There really, really is. And you have the high-level games, and you've mentioned several of them, and you add to that Huguenot Midlow tonight. Huguenot at Stubb High School tonight.
Stubb Bowl.
You take Verona Holland Springs, Huguenot Midlow, and TJ Armstrong. That's six of the top nine in our CBS 6-9-10 The Fan Coaches Bowl playing each other.
Yeah.
And so that's pretty cool. But there are also, some great rivalry games tonight that are kind of off that radar. St. Chris and Collegiate, huge rivalry game. Atlee and Mechanicsville. Big rivalry game. Deep Run and Godwin.
Yes.
Big rivalry game. Underrated rivalry game because Thomas Dale's big rival is Byrd. Thomas Dale Hopewell. That's a border rival game. It's the Enon Bowl.
There's always the games where, like, one school it's the game and the other school it's a game. Not
right.
That it's a game for Thomas Dale, but it kind of is.
Right.
But whereas Hopewell, like, gets after that.
Hopewell, they both... It's interesting because Hopewell's biggest rival is historically is probably Petersburg, and Thomas Dale's is Byrd. But this is kind of like the
sure.
This is
there's room for multiple rivalries around here.
Right, right. It's kind of like Virginia, North Carolina. It's not the biggest, it's not even the second or third biggest for Carolina. But it's like Virginia, Virginia Tech here, Duke, Carolina here. Oh yeah, Virginia, Virginia, and Virginia, Carolina.
Then there's that orbit of like Virginia Tech against Pitt, like not a rivalry, but definitely a rivalry.
Oh, and Pitt's there, and Virginia Tech, Syracuse.
Sure.
Tomorrow.
My God, I'm scared to death of this game, Gary.
You should be.
Yes.
You should be.
They never win in the dome.
You should.
They never win in the dome, and just a little too much like, oh, they're going to host game day. Oh, Clemson's coming to town. Like that's
one of my favorite Lauren Johnson moments, our friend, the coach at Highland Springs, when he played at Tech, happened in the Carrier Dome. When he scooped a blocked extra point and was on his way for a two-point conversion and got caught from behind at about the 15-yard line and fumbled forward. Accidentally.
Let's go.
And it was recovered by another Tech
yes.
player in the end zone for 2 points.
Yes.
And I think that was Paul Pasqualoni at the time. Paul Pasqualoni went absolutely berserk on
that's,
the sideline.
That's heads up football right there. That's how you do it. What bothered me the most last week, and I really do want to talk about these high school games,
right.
UVA-UNC. So you know how this show works. UVA-UNC. The UNC, the big defensive lineman picks up the ball, is running for the touchdown.
Right.
80 yards untouched. That's a team that has quit on that play.
100%.
If you can't catch that guy in an 80-yard
Some
sprint.
Of his teammates caught him to kind of join in the party.
Some of his teammates had to slow their pace to escort him in. Yeah, they were going to run past him.
Yes.
Yeah, I took that as a very rough sign. And UVA's Final Four, brutal as you know. Pitt, Notre Dame, SMU, and Tech. They will be heavy underdogs in all four of those.
Yes.
They just need one, because any one of those would be a great win, but I'm struggling to figure out which one of the four it's going to be.
I mean, I don't see them roll through those again. It's not going to be Notre Dame. It's not going to be in Blacksburg. SMU at home, doubt it. Yeah, that's maybe the one. That's maybe the best shot, and it's not very much of a shot.
Or catching Pitt with an SMU hangover next week after because they've got their big game
and
this week.
If Pitt, it's a sweet spot for UVA if you're looking for any kind of hope.
Yeah.
Because not only is it could there be an SMU hangover, but they get a big win over SMU, maybe looking ahead to the following week when they're playing at Death Valley against Clemson. So Pitt at Clemson, SMU Pitt. Pitt at Clemson, UVA wiggled in there in the middle. Maybe I wouldn't expect it.
We got it all figured out. Gary Hess joins us on Fridays. Armstrong, the success last year, beat him in the playoffs. TJ, though, that offense is humming this year.
It is amazing when I look at the fact that you know they lost some key guys off that team, and they have just really destroyed everybody they played. And you know, Rashad Cherry is just really just makes it all run at quarterback, and it's scary. I haven't seen them play yet this year, and I'm really eager to. That applies to both of these teams because you know Armstrong has really put together a great season as well, and you know Rashad Cherry for TJ, Jocky Chavis for Armstrong. These are two guys that you're gonna, you know, they're pretty much never leave the field. You know, offense, defense, special teams. I think the all purpose. I think Jocky Chavis of Armstrong is averaging 260 all purpose yards per game.
That sounds good.
Is that good?
That's good.
That checks out.
That's good.
Yeah, so yeah, he's got interception returns, kick returns, punt returns, rushing, receiving, touch. He hadn't thrown a touchdown pass yet.
Yeah. You know? I don't want to put you on the spot. This is a heated rivalry. Did you talk to either of the coaches about keeping the emotions in check tonight?
I did. I think it's not just the emotions. I think it's the stage. You know, think about it. It's our game of the week. It's Channel 6's game of the week. Sean Robertson's going to be there. It's Virginia Prep's game of the week. The mayor's going to be there for the and Superintendent Cameron's going to be there for the coin flip. It's not just the emotion of the rivalry. It's all the
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bub around the game. And, you know, I think that's going to be a factor. Really do. I'm not into the business of making predictions, but talking to the coaches yesterday was very instructive. I'll leave it at that.
There we go. But I want to talk about the other games, too, because Highland Springs, Verina, I cannot have Gary Hess in my studio for a Friday Fun segment on a week where Highland Springs plays Verina and not ask you about Highland Springs playing Verina.
You know, I was talking to both coaches yesterday about the fact, and they were like, you know, how they're excited that we're going to be there. And I'm appreciative of that. But, and I was like, oh, no, if they, Highland Springs Verina hadn't to move that game to Saturday, I don't know if we'd be doing this game. and they were like, and of course, Coach Harris at TJ's like, oh, yeah, I can completely understand.
Some things are just,
It's Highland Springs Verina. And, you know, that is one of those, you know, and, you know, we love to toss around the cliches, and, you know, I got a million of them. But, you know, the records matter, but they don't matter as much with Highland Springs and Verina. The emotion of that game, that's another game where the emotion is, you know, and I've seen a lot of social media interaction this week where you won't say the other school's name and, you know, like, you know, that, you know, Woody Hayes saying that school up north, you know. it's going to be compelling theater. And, you know, and I'll tell you one other thing. I think this game, it's hugely important because everybody wants to win a state championship, but Highland Springs and Verina have to worry about winning the East End championship. And that's what's on the line Saturday. And so one of them is going to have those bragging rights for a year. But this game is hugely important for Verina, and I'll tell you why. In whatever order they're going to be right now, you have Dinwiddie, Huguenot, and Verina. They're going to finish 1-2-3 in these playoff standings one way or another. The second and third teams have to play each other in the second round of the playoffs. You don't want to be – that number one seed is hugely important, and Verina's going to need that win over Highland Springs to get there.
It's – and, you know, gone are the days when they could knock each other out of those playoff spots, but still very, very significant both teams.
And Highland Springs is looking like it's you know, pretty much going to be the two seed regardless in its bracket, which means a regional championship trip to Chesapeake to play Oscar Smith. But home field probably against Glen Allen second round, if things go according to Hoyle. Upsets happen, of course. But those top three teams in the in Division 4B look like they're on a collision course. They really do.
It's going to be a ton of fun.
It really is.
Yeah, great weekend of college, great weekend of high school football.
Yes.
Game of the week tonight. Your first time at Armstrong?
First time at Armstrong, first time doing an Armstrong game.
Yeah.
Anywhere.
Yeah.
Second TJ game. First ever Armstrong game.
Fantastic.
Only two local schools left on the list I've never done.
And they are?
Powhatan, which we tried to rectify a few weeks ago.
That's
when
right.
They played Huguenot.
John Marshall?
And nope.
No.
Nope. Matter of fact, the very first game I did in 1993 involved John Marshall.
How about that? Okay.
The only other one is Colonial Heights.
Colonial Heights. There you go. Now you know. Gary, have a great call tonight. Anything else you want to add there?
No. I'm good. We'll be following all the games. It's going to be great. Our friend Hokie Steve Adams is going to be over at Stubb High School tonight for the...
Stubb High.
For the fighting Stubbs. For the Midlow Huguenot hijinks. So, we'll get reports from him coming up at halftime and in the postgame.
I'm fired up for you. Great game tonight. Armstrong, TJ.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
City football's back for Anna Highland Springs tomorrow. He's Gary Hess. Listen tonight, Game of the Week, 9:10, the Fan. Fan. We're back after this. You're listening to 910 The Fan now.
It's like almost Halloween-y, but kind of not Halloween-y.
Yeah, it's got that vibe.
It's heavy metal for sure.
Very good intro, though.
Right, there you go. Megan on the ones and the twos today, making sure things move smoothly on this Friday fun show. If you missed any of it, you know where to be. It's the free Odyssey app, Apple Store, Google Play, all those places. It's free. It's got the rewind button. You can catch up on anything you missed, including Gary Hess dropping by, talking high school football, Armstrong TJ tonight, game of the week, city battle right there, pair of 8-0 teams. The secret that we won't dwell on is that Huguenot's the best team of the three in the city right now. But Armstrong TJ is the rivalry. That's the one that people want to see, and they're both great right now, and TJ's rolling, and I think TJ wants a little bit of revenge for what happened last year in the playoffs. So it's a great game, great storylines. You know that Gary and Coach Chris will bring you all the action starting tonight. Should be a ton of fun. High school football game of the week. Then you're coming right back here tomorrow at noon. Virginia Tech takes on Syracuse in the Carrier Dome. The less said about the history of Virginia Tech in the Dome, or at least the recent history, the better. But this is a very important game for them to get to where they want to be, which is, if not that top echelon of the ACC, at least the second one. That's where they need to be. That's where they should be as a program. And the teams in that second tier win games like this and set up big games as you know, you wait for next weekend, and certainly the schedule breaks really well. There's this website put odds on where College Game Day will go next week for the game of the week. I don't know who bets on where College Game Day will go for future weeks. Seems like degenerate behavior to me. I don't know. I've got a guy who puts high school football lines in my inbox every week. There's people out there. Speaking of, I'll just go on my first tangent of the segment.
Oh no.
I saw yesterday that $2.5 billion has been bet on the presidential election.
Oh my gosh.
At Poly Market. That's where you bet on it. And you know, the ads are everywhere and you can't miss them. $2.5 billion. So here's my brief take on this, because I have a take on this. There's billions of dollars bet on sports, and I'm not saying that's good or bad. I've done it, so I'm certainly not throwing stones in the glass house here. Betting on sports can be fun.
Yeah.
When you bet a lot of money on sports and your team doesn't win, very rarely do we hear people say, must have made a bad pick. You hear, the refs were in the tank, the thing's rigged, all those things. And that's bad for the NFL. That's bad for sports. And the leagues have encouraged that by being in bed with these companies, right? Here's your Major League Baseball game of the week on FanDuel TV presented by DraftKings. Make sure to make your bet with promo code MLB on BetMGM, right? Like, so they're in bed with the company, so they can't even distance themselves, right? Like, it used to be like, some people are betting like we don't care about them. They care now, and the integrity of the game is important. When you lose a bet, you are going to be mad at some element of what happened in the game. Probably the officiating, maybe the coaching, maybe the playing, maybe the injury report, whatever. I'm not saying that's good. What I'm saying is it's worse exponentially when you apply that to a presidential election. Because if you bet money, and $2.5 billion has been bet on this presidential election at this legal site, right? So there's more out there, and your person loses, you're not just going to be like, guess the other person had more supporters. Guess they had more votes. It was rigged. It was dumb. They need to sue. They need to overturn it. Whatever. That's not bad for business. That's bad for democracy. Like, that's bad for humanity at that point. You didn't realize we're going to go all the way down the rabbit hole here.
We're going deep.
But I feel strongly about this.
Yeah.
That when you allow people to bet on anything, you open up the conspiracy theory window. Because somebody's going to lose in a betting situation. Somebody's going to win, somebody's going to lose, and the loser's probably going to find somebody to blame for it. That's not healthy when we're talking about who runs the country. That's not good for anybody. So that's not either side, right? Like, that's just bad. The $2.5 billion out there bet on the presidential election. Betting on football, we run the ads. I'm not going to pretend like I'm above it. I'm not above it. We'll do it. We'll do the spreads with Parney. We'll do the picks. bet what you can afford. If it's not fun, stop betting. That's the betting advice that I have for you as a human today on MP on the Mic. We can talk about candy.
Full circle.
We can talk about candy. We can talk about humanity and democracy and its importance as well. We can also talk about the odds for where College Game Day will be next week, which is where we started this, I believe. If Virginia Tech wins on tomorrow in the Dome, which is not a given, scared to death of this game, haven't been this scared since the Vandy game. The nice thing about the Vandy game, I could do tangents on football too. The nice thing about the Vandy game is Diego Pavia has turned out to be really good. Like losing to Vanderbilt is kind of a mark of shame, and we didn't react well in the moment. I didn't react well in the moment because I thought Brent Pry got outcoached, and he did get outcoached. But then it turns out Vandy's good. And so that, you know, in retrospect, I still don't like the loss at all, but it's more palatable, right? It's more like, okay, they did that to Bama too, and they've done that to some other schools, and they might do it to Auburn this weekend, which would be hilarious because Diego Pavia has Hugh Freeze's number, and I can't get enough of that subplot and that storyline. So it's not a given Tech's going to win this weekend, but if they do, here are your best games next week. Bama LSU, everybody knows that. That's a great game every year. Everybody circles that. College Game Day goes to those two schools like every other week, though. And in the scheme of things, Bama-Georgia was the bigger game, arguably, and LSU's, you know, played some big games already. They had their win against Ole Miss. So I agree with these odds that I'm seeing. That's the favorite, but it's not the overwhelming favorite. Your number two game on the board, and I do agree with this, is Clemson-Virginia Tech. Tech could play itself back in. I think they're playing good football right now. I think Clemson hasn't had a national stage since that loss to Georgia in the opener. And I think in the back of a lot of people's minds, like, and I'm guilty of this, we watch the national games. You don't really follow everything. It's not like football where I'm parked in front of the red zone. Scott Hansen's got the remote. I'm seeing all the teams every week. I've got a general feel of what's going on everywhere. That's why I can put the Broncos on fraud alert. They're going to get crushed by the Ravens. We'll get to NFL picks at 11:30. All those things. But when you have a team like Clemson, they've been playing really, really well. But the one time they were on national TV, they got trounced. I think they're due for another moment of maybe everybody realizing, oh, okay, they're actually pretty good. They just happen to maybe play the best team in America in Georgia. So that's your number two game, College Game Day in Blacksburg. And of course, I think there's a ton of interesting subplots there. You know, Game Day got big in Blacksburg in a lot of ways, and Blacksburg has responded to that. Lee Corso is kind of the heart of that show. And, you know, we all see Lee's fading. I don't know when his last year will be. I don't know if this is his last year. But if it is, you'd love for him to go out in a season where they go to Indiana's alma mater, where they go to Virginia Tech, and he feels the love there, all those things. And, you know, primetime in Blacksburg's a ton of fun. What was interesting to me was the number three game here for College Game Day next week was Virginia Pitt. If Pitt beats SMU, they're undefeated. They've got some national buzz. I can't see going to a commuter school, which is what Pitt is, for a game that's not a big game. Just feels like you're asking for a letdown there. Sorry to the Pitt fans. I know there's a lot of you. I know you're passionate about the Panthers. It's just not an iconic situation there. It's a big city. I'm sure a lot of people would go. It's not the same as going to a college town. Now, the number four game is Georgia-Ole Miss. Ole Miss is playing good football, and the Grove is super fun. Like, if I was doing a college football road tour for a year, I would absolutely make sure to go see a game at Ole Miss. That looks like a ton of fun. So for atmosphere, you're not going to beat that. Then the other one they put on the board was Colorado-Texas Tech. I don't have to tell you why. That's the Deion situation right there. So that's your situation going into Tech-Syracuse. If they win, they could be National Game of the Week next week against Clemson. Makes it all the more important. APR, Peebles, those guys on the defensive line need to eat tomorrow, need to get after the Syracuse quarterback. When we start our number two, I have another hot take. I'm full of them today. I want to get to this. The NFL gives out a Rookie of the Week every week. Jaden Daniels has won six times out of eight this year. That's because he's really good at football. The NFL also gives out Rookie of the Month. They gave out Rookie of the Month for October yesterday. And they didn't give it to Jaden Daniels. They gave it to Bo Nix. And I'm mad about that. So we'll lay out the case for Jaden Daniels as Rookie of the Month, why I'm mad about a thing that doesn't actually mean anything. Trap game in New York against the Giants, of course. You'll hear that on the Fan 1 o'clock pregame show, and then the gut check postgame, as is our tradition. They're up in the Meadowlands. Enjoy that you got a team good enough to have a trap game. It's nice to have a team that can have trap games. We haven't had that in a while. Will they win? Will they lose? I don't know. We'll pick them at 11:30. I'll tell you, I am going to pick the Commanders because this team's been pretty well trap game proofed so far this year. And I love that about them. They just focus on their business. And even after arguably the greatest moment of the last decade, which happened on Sunday with the Hail Mary, they've just been laser focused all week. Really don't want to talk about it. Keep moving on from it. We keep playing the highlights. We keep watching it. They've moved on, though. I really like the headspace this team is in. All that, my chat with Luke Bamboye as we get ready for VCU Hoops. This is 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM. Friday morning, Friday fun show. Great high school lineup starting tonight with Armstrong TJ. You know Highland Springs Verina. Tomorrow is always a thriller. Benedictine Trinity as well. You'll hear Armstrong TJ, a little city football right here on The Fan tonight. You know, all season long, we have the Flying Squirrels. They're in their winter break right now. Baseball's in its winter break right now after the Yankees made three errors in one inning. As an avowed Yankee hater, you know how much I love that. But most importantly, frees us up to spend this time on Fridays with our guy Parney for some Parney's Picks. Let's hit that sounder and get ready to rock.
All right, everybody. It is finally that time. It's time for Parney time.
Parney joins us now. You have a good Halloween?
What up, MP on the mic? Of course, every day is a good day when you're Parney, and we're coming to you live from the sports foyer of the seventh inning stretch, where I am finishing up my work week with I've just had my CarMax park call. Going to talk to you, and then we're going to get into some serious Sandbridge Beach recreating for the rest of the weekend.
Yeah, I love it. Weather was so good last night. Probably great down there at the beach, too. A little bit jealous. Long weekend here, and a lot of people taking advantage of that. I know you are as well. Since we talked to you last, you had Squirreloween, which was a massive success. Had a great event Tuesday with Tony Beasley. Loved hanging out with him. Obviously, he's a great dude. And I guess we're on.
Hey, how big is that World Series ring he's got?
So wait, you have your World Series ring, and I see it, and I think that's a big ring. And then his ring, like, ate your ring. I'm not sure what. That was a huge ring.
It was like so big that Flavor Flav would wear it around his neck. That's how big it is.
Yes, it's they won the World Series. They get the bling. Gets bigger every year. Apparently, well, the Dodgers are going to have like a bracelet, I guess, at some point as it keeps getting bigger. I guess.
Well, thanks for coming there the other night, MP. It was a great event for the Squirrels, and I was so pleased that Bees came out, Tony Beasley, and talked to our season ticket holders and sponsor partners and media friends about what it was like 365 days earlier to be in a locker room getting ready to walk out and coach third base and literally front of millions of people. I just thought his perspective was really interesting about how, you know, you have to just stay so locked in and so focused. And it was funny because, you know, Bees and I are great friends. He is such a low-key guy. But when he was talking about that, you could sense the, like, tension that he had in his body going through something. Like, he kept saying, I didn't want to make a mistake. I didn't want to make a mistake. Not in front of the world. I did not want to send the guy home in front of the world and get him thrown out. So I just thought that was fun for our fans and fun for everybody to be around. And thank you personally for coming out Tuesday night.
MVP of the night, though, Bob Black had an original to 40 years ago or 39 years ago sweater from opening day at the Diamond. I don't know how deep the walk-in closet is at Bob Black's house, but to be sitting on that for 39 years, busted out at just the right point, I give him his props for that.
Well, give him his props for being able to wear something from 39 years ago. I couldn't put something from 39 years ago around my left leg, for God's sake, let alone my torso and my body. So that's pretty amazing right there. And you're right. The connectivity between the 40th year of the Diamond, 15th season of the Squirrels actually playing, the video that we unveiled is now conquering social media, narrated by Grady Little. I mean, it was a great event to have Bob coming back and talk about that. I mean, we love some Bob Black anyway, but to have him come back and talk about that, it's amazing to me, still after all these years, the twinkle people get in their eyes when they talk about the pride that Richmond had and when the Diamond was built, and now we're going through the same thing with CarMax Park. And so it's just really cool to see, and for our fans to see how much that meant to people 40 years ago, and certainly how much it's going to mean to people in 2026 when they walk into CarMax Park for the first time.
Yeah, you know this, I know this. 17 years ago, I moved to Richmond. I thought, I'll be here a few months. I get my next job in my next biggest city. I'm still here 17 years later. Bob Black's still here. You're still here. This town has a pull on people, and we love the community, and you guys are out in the community, and it's one big happy family, Parney.
Yeah, it is for sure. And you said Squirrel-O-Ween was a great success. One of my favorite days of the year to see the people from all walks of life come out as families, all dressed up, from dad all the way down to the baby. It's just a wonderful thing to see that the Diamond and the Diamond District is such a safe place for people to be. And then the event Tuesday, we got the ballpark warming party on November the 9th, which is right around the corner. I sat here this morning, I was on a Zoom at 8 o'clock in the morning, and my computer popped up and said 11/1/2024, and I'm like, yo dog, we're in November, this is crazy, it's already November. Time just goes by so fast. When you were a kid and your parents told you time flew, you're like, well, I feel like I've been in the sixth grade for 30 years. You know what I mean? But now it truly is flying. So, the events keep happening. The Squirrels never sleep. Ballpark warming party on November 9th. Make sure you have your plans. People are already cleaning their closets out with the coats they don't wear anymore. Friends of Puritan Cleaners. So it's going to be a big day on November the 9th, and then we go into Thanksgiving, my man, all those Thanksgiving football games.
This is a great time of year for football. We don't talk about heaters. It's all right to talk about, when you don't have the best week. You're still winning overall. Parney last week, 1-4. UVA let us down. You took the Bears -3. Looked good for a minute, and then the Hail Mary did you in. Cowboys didn't do their part against the Niners, but you had Buffalo winning in Seattle. So, Parney time this year, 16-8-1 overall. That's still pretty good, and as you know, of course.
We're still paying for dinner. We're still paying for dinner so far. But let me, I know I interrupted you. I watched that Virginia UNC game, and from the moment it kicked off, I was kicking myself around the sports foyer. I'm like, why in the hell did I pick UVA? I knew UNC was so unpredictable. I know that UVA is UVA, no offense, but UVA, like, right? When you think they're going to be a favorite and they're going to win a game, what are they going to do? They're going to get blown out at home against UNC, and I was kicking myself all over the place about that game because I felt like I should have picked the other way. But anyway, you're right. It was a bad week. I had a really bad week all overall, but we're ready to rebound this week and have a good week moving forward.
I was in Charlottesville at the game and didn't go down any smoother in person, Parney. That was a rough one for the Cavaliers. Yeah. Two college games for you this week. Virginia Tech. This is classic trap game, Parney. They're up in Syracuse. They're at the Dome. Syracuse's quarterback threw three pick sixes last week. If Virginia Tech wins, they're hosting Clemson next week. Spot in the ACC title game may be on the line. Talk about College Game Day coming to Blacksburg. Got to get out of the Dome first. They are only 4-point favorites at Syracuse, a place they do not have a great recent history in.
Well, someone just knocked on my door.
If you need to take that, you can take that. I'll kill some time.
No, let me tell him to go away. Hold on one second.
Barney's going to go answer the door at his house here. It's a very late trick-or-treater.
Okay, no. Actually, I just had some lobsters. I just had some lobsters delivered from Maine to my door. This is live radio, folks.
I love it.
Virginia Tech, Syracuse. Like, I watched that Syracuse game, and that was a complete turd in a punch bowl, right? Like, it was unbelievable how bad that McCord played. I also think Brent Pry's doing a good job, man, and I think that he'll have those guys ready to play. He's probably said the word trap 1,000 times this week. However, I'm going to take Syracuse. I don't know that they're going to beat them, but there's no way in the world. McCord's a good quarterback. There is no way in the world he plays as bad this week as he did last week. No possible way. They're at home in the dome. My boy Matt Park, former Piedmont Bowieville play-by-play announcer, is calling all the Syracuse Orange games. Matt Park, look him up. And so I'm taking Syracuse to cover the 4.
Game of the week in college football, Ohio State, Penn State, undefeated Penn State. Ohio State's just got the 1 loss at Oregon. We know our guy Mike Robb reps for Penn State around here all the time. Nittany Lions may be back. Certainly a chance to prove it at home against the Buckeyes. Penn State getting 3 at home against Ohio State.
I don't know, man. Look at all the numbers. James Franklin, what is it, 2-17 against top 10 opponents or something atrocious like that. I don't like Penn State winning this game, really, but I also don't like them getting 3 points. It's a noon game. If it was a 7:30 game, all those Nittany Lions would be really, really, we are Penn State drunk. So I think the noon game probably favors Ohio State. I literally don't know who I'm going to pick until I say it right now. I'm going to take Ohio State -3 over James Franklin and Penn State. But, it also depends on who's playing quarterback for Penn State, right? Number 9 came in and played really good the other day. And he was a really big key to that game, and he's so athletic. But I just think the saga continues, and the Penn State fans were going to be very upset at James Franklin. I think he loses. I don't see Ohio State with 2 losses at this point of the season.
Yeah, it's there are a lot of Penn State fans very unhappy at the noon kick. They wanted the night game in Happy Valley, as we all did, I think. All right, NFL lightning round here with Parney. Cowboys-Falcons. Cowboys made it a game late against the Niners, but they are now below 500. They're underwater right now. They are 3-point underdogs in Atlanta against Kirk Cousins and the red-hot Atlanta Falcons.
I'll take the Cowboys here. I know it's a do-or-die situation for them pretty much, and I still, for whatever reason, don't believe in Kirk Cousins and the Atlanta Falcons.
I love it. A good pull there. NFL game of the week, Lions-Packers for the NFC North lead. Packers may or may not have quarterback Jordan Love. Malik Willis, Liberty Kid's been coming off the bench for them. They are 2.5-point home underdogs to Dan Campbell and the Lions.
Well, I might be wrong on this one. You know, we have a philosophy in this family not to mess with the Lions. and so I don't like even picking against them or for them because they're going to go the opposite. But let's take the Packers here. I think the Packers are going to try to win the game in the Lambeau. And I'm going to go, right or wrong, I'm going to go with the Packers.
Night game, Indianapolis Colts at Minnesota. Sam Darnold, the story of the NFL season in Minnesota. Richards, the Colts quarterback, benched himself during a series last week because he was tired after running the ball twice. It did not go very well. Joe Flacco may get the ball this Sunday. Vikings 5-point favorites at home against the Colts.
This is my game of the week. I'm taking the Colts. I think Joe Flacco, you don't mess with Joe Flacco, Flacco-Wacko. I'm going to go heavy on this game. I think that Mo Alie-Cox is going to score a touchdown, so take him for any time TD. He hasn't had one in a week or in a month or so. So I think the Colts are not only going to cover, but I'm going to take the Colts to win this game in Minnesota.
Yes, I love it. Mo Alie-Cox touchdown. I hope you are right. Anything else you want to add? I think the coat drive's right around the corner. Is that right, Barney?
Yeah, well, that's the ballpark warming party on November 9th. That's the co-drive, November 9th, 11 to 1, I think my notes say here. Also, though, basketball season starts. I'll see you and others out at the VCU Bellarmine University game on Monday night as Bellarmine comes to town. Bellarmine's AD, Scott Wiegandt, former Reading Phillies relief pitcher, lived at my house in 1993 in Reading, Pennsylvania.
All roads lead to Parney, and bonus points for saying Bellarmine correctly. I will see you at the Stew on Monday, sir. Looking forward to it.
All right, buddy. Have fun. Go nuts, everybody.
Ah, there you go. Speaking of ECU basketball, my chat with Luke Bamboye on the other side. You're listening to 910 The Fan, now 105.1. 1118, MP on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. This is your home for everything you care about over the next 4 days. Let me tell you, I don't think we've had a four-day stretch this good in a while. Tonight, high school football game of the week. Gary Hess, Coach Chris, you know that. Armstrong TJ, 31 years of high school football game of the week, right? So that's a tradition. That's an institution. I haven't lived here 31 years. I've never known a world in Richmond that doesn't have high school football game of the week with Gary Hess and Coach Chris. First time ever they've done it from Armstrong High School, home of the Wildcats. They'll take on TJ, Intra-City Showdown, a rematch of a great playoff game from last year. Emotions will be high. The mayor's going to flip the coin tonight. That's what we're looking at here. This is a good old-fashioned big football game. Tomorrow, noon, Virginia Tech Syracuse right here on The Fan. Big one for the Hokies, trap game. Got to get to Kyle McCord, get to him early and often. Sunday, 1 o'clock. Commanders at the Giants. Jaden Daniels will play. How are those ribs feeling? Where's this offense headed with a maybe slightly reduced Jaden Daniels, maybe slightly reduced B-Rob? This is where Cliff Kingsbury makes his money, taking care of business against the Giants. And then Monday night, 7 o'clock, it's basketball time again. You know our guys, Robbie and Rodney. AWOD does the pregame and halftime. Should be a fantastic season of VCU basketball. Next Friday, we're all looking forward to that game. VCU-Boston College, big early test for the Rams. But you got to start somewhere. These guys start against Bellarmine in the opener. We've been playing my conversations with some of the players all week long. We'll continue that on Monday with Zeb Jackson. But right now, time to chat with Luke Bamboye, who is 50% of this team's British contingent. You'll pick up on the accent right away. I had a good chat about his basketball background going into a highly anticipated season and his first in front of the Siegel Center crowd. Here's Luke Bamboye. First task here is a pronunciation lesson. I'm okay. With Luke. I've got Luke.
Yeah. Luke, and then it's Bamboye.
Bamboye.
Yeah.
Bamboye. All right. Hang out with Luke Bamboye. Yeah. Tell us about kind of your acclimation to this team and these guys and what it's been like here at this team coming together this year.
I feel like the team's coming together really well. I feel like I found my role within the team. And I feel like, you know, to play that role, I just have to, you know, grow as a player, you know, becoming more physical, you know, learning from Firm, because, you know, Firm started all the games last year. So there's a lot I can learn from him and how he plays with the other players in the team. You know what I'm trying to say?
Yep.
So I would say that, you know, the team has a lot of potential, and, you know, as long as I can do my job, you know, help the other guys, you know, play how they need to play, I feel like we can be really well.
And what was it that brought you to VCU?
I would say it was really the coaches. Like, I felt like I could really trust them. You know what I'm trying to say? Like, trust them with my growth, and, you know, have a good year this year as a freshman.
And you're not the only British guy around here.
Yeah. Yeah. What,
you got a little...
Yeah, you got Mikey over there. Yeah.
got the club.
Yeah. My he's my apartment mate, my flatmate.
Okay. Yeah. Your flatmate, I like that. Do you both soccer fans?
Yeah.
Who's your team?
Chelsea.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice. When were you drawn to basketball? How did you get into basketball?
It's okay. I came to the States on vacation. This was just vacation. We stayed...
How old were you?
15 to go, unfortunately.
I was probably like 12.
Okay.
I want to say 12.
Yeah.
12, 13, around that time. And I think I had watched the Christmas game. It was... I might have been 13. I can't remember. But it was Warriors versus the Cavs.
Yeah.
I was watching it on the TV.
Sounds like a Christmas game, yeah.
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 And Kyrie hit like I don't know, it was like for game over Clay, and I remember watching that game, and then, you know, ever since then, like, I just, like, was more interested in the game of basketball, started watching some games at home, and then I ended up, like, finding a team, like, back home, and then it was cool, like, Seven Oak Suns, and I started playing at school, too, and then after that, like, it just kind of, like, started rolling. And then I joined another team. Like, I was infatuated with, like, high school hoops as well.
Okay.
Like, seeing, like, Zion play, Michael Williams play, all of them. It was just really interesting. It's something that, you know, the UK lacked. Like, you know, like, going to a high school game and everyone's cheering, the crowd saying, like, overrated, different times, all of that. It was just really, I was infatuated with it. So, I ended up joining the team who, like, had, like, you know, they were known for sending players to the States. Like, they would develop them a bit. They were called London Legends.
Okay.
They would develop them a bit, and then they would send them to the States. So I wasn't the first one they sent. There's still some people out and about right now.
Yeah. So that was your goal going
in. That was my goal.
Yeah.
And then I would... So I developed there for, like, a couple years. COVID happened, so it kind of delayed my process. But they ended up getting me out here. And then that's when I spent my sophomore year in Baltimore. And then it was kind of through that how I got here.
That's awesome. Yeah. I love it. So, you know, in London, they sing at the games. You like the chants here.
I like the chants,
yeah. Like, it goes with the chants. Yeah. All right.
And I feel like, I don't know, the whole high school scene, the way it was back then, it was just crazy.
We'll get you to some good games around here then.
Yeah, I'm trying to see that this year.
I like it. Brandon will hook you up. He's he knows the area. What is it about your game you're proud of right now? What is it about your game you're hoping to work on this year?
I feel like I'm proud of playing hard, you know, looking a lot of shots, getting some highlight plays, like dunking on people, stuff like that, high-flying plays.
Nice.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I would say just hustle, like getting a lot of rebounds, second chance opportunities, stuff like that.
Nice. Wait, what is about this team that gets you excited as you think about the upcoming season that you guys have been doing well in practice or building on together?
I would say as a team, like, we're very connected and we have like a lot of options. I feel like literally everyone from our first man to our last man can bring something to the game, whether it's playing hard, hitting shots. I feel like there's a lot of areas that we can attack the other team at. Like, everyone can play defense.
Yep.
So I feel like just our versatility is something that, like, other teams are going to struggle against.
Nice. I know you got a little taste of it, black and gold game. How excited are you, though, to be in front of full crowd here?
Oh, yeah, I'm really excited. I'm not used to playing in front of so many people. Like, even for the black and gold game, like, it was, like, a really big turnout. So, like, I can't wait for, like, the big games, even like the regular games. I feel like we're gonna get a good like attendance. So, you know, that's one thing that, you know, I'm gonna enjoy this year that I haven't, you know, experienced.
I love it, man. Thank you. Appreciate the time.
Appreciate you having me.
As Luke Bamboye, I asked for the pronunciation because he spells it with a G. So it's not you read it like, what's that? It's Luke Bamboye. He's part of the team. We'll see if he can jump in, grab some minutes early on, especially in this Bellarmine game, where hopefully the bench empties pretty quickly. We are back right after this. You're listening to 910 The Fan, now 105. Taking you home on a Friday, a little Halloween hangover Friday fun program. MP on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1. FM always worldwide on the free Odyssey app, commercial free until we sign off at 11:55. Should be a fun end of the show here. Our guy George says he may call in with some Breeders' Cup picks. Time pending. We'll crosstalk with AWOD over River City Roll on Fridays. He rolls. See how his Halloween was. He had a nice costume yesterday. Came in as Ron Weasley from the Harry Potter
series.
Yeah,
you told me about that. That's cool.
Excellent costume. So the Halloween party here was listed as noon in the conference room.
Okay.
That's great timing for me. My show ends at noon. There was pizza. I like pizza.
Yep.
Marco's pizza, good pizza. So
yeah.
Big win for me. AWOD says, let's do a team photo at 11:30.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. That's good. So I have duties in here. So I introduced our VCU interview of the day as a canned segment. Went down. I got down there at about 11:33. Picture had been taken. Everybody already dispersed to their offices.
Really?
Hazel was like, hang on, we got to fix this. Photoshopped me into the official Odyssey Halloween.
Hazel's amazing.
So Reagan, the Australian breakdancer, is now
that's fantastic.
Immortalized on the Odyssey team Halloween photo. I did get the pizza, so that's mainly what I wanted. I wanted that's candy last night and pizza,
you know,
pizza for lunch.
Junk food.
Nice, nice, healthy Halloween diet. Calories don't count on Halloween.
They
or
don't.
Or the day after Halloween.
Exactly.
These are the official rules of what we're doing. So it's time for the picks. We do this every week. Let's start with college before we fire it up on the NFL, because college will be quick. UVA doesn't play this week, so that's easy. I pick them to neither win nor lose. JMU doesn't play this week. I also think they will not record a win or a loss this week. Feel good about those two predictions. We'll get back to them next week. Fascinating finish to the season for JMU. I'll make sure to talk plenty of Dukes next week. Our local team in action is Virginia Tech this week. Virginia Tech at the Dome in Syracuse. Parney nailed it, right? Like, you can't trust this team in that environment in the trap game. They're 4-point favorites. They're better than that. Their roster's better. Syracuse has been playing some good football with Kyle McCord. He's not going to throw 5 picks this week. He's not going to throw 3 pick sixes this week. That said, I'm going to ride with APR. I'm going to ride with Peebles. I'm going to ride with this defensive line because I think this is one of the best units this team has produced in a long time. And I had hoped at this point in the season we would have been saying that about one of the offensive units. I really hoped and thought we might get there this year, and we just haven't. One of the things I liked last week, though, I thought there was a lot of creativity in the play calling, and Brent Pry said it after the game. He shouted it out, where there were a lot of moments where they couldn't get anything going, so they made something happen with the play calling, with the scheming, with the design. They're going to have to do that to win football games the rest of the way. Gave me great encouragement to see that they can do that, that they have done that, and that they did do that last week against Georgia Tech. So give me the Hokies, lay the four. Maybe I'm a dreamer. They say I'm a dreamer, but I'm not the only one hoping that College Game Day makes its way down to Blacksburg next Saturday for that Clemson game. Dabo and the boys coming up to Blacksburg on a Saturday night. Here's what I know. These guys beat Miami, and then instant replay overturned it. But before the instant replay overturned it, in the 5.5-minute delay, these guys had beaten Miami. And this is a team that wasn't a fluke that night. That was, they didn't have the ball bounce their way. They didn't get lucky. They beat the Hurricanes. Fair and square in Miami, strength against strength. They played really good football. And I think Miami and Clemson are on about equal footing this year as the two best teams. I think they could do it again next week. Where I don't have my trust is this week. And talking to Hokie fans, I'm not the only person who feels that way. That said, I got to ride with the better team, Hokies -4. Game of the week, of course, Ohio State going to face Penn State. I'm going to break with Parney on this. I know Parney's on a heater. I know he's 8 games above 500 this year. Give me the Nittany Lions at home, proving that they are the real deal. We've been waiting for this for a long time. A lot of false alarms. Penn State's back. No, they're not. Penn State's back. Except that one. This is the kind of game where they prove it. They had a nice gutty win against USC. Wouldn't surprise me at all if they pull this one out as well. Primetime game of the week. Obviously, you always look to the SEC for that one. I don't know that you have a true marquee matchup this week. They're going Kentucky-Tennessee in primetime this week. Good for them. We'll watch. It's college football. They broadcast. We watch. It's Tennessee by 17.5. They're the better team. I'm going to take Kentucky just because they've been playing teams close this year. Pitt SMU at 8. I wish I were more excited for this game than I am. Excited to see SMU get tested at home. Best team money can buy right there in the ACC. They've been proving it this year. They're 7-point favorites. I do think they win this one, make a statement at home. This is the game they've been building towards since they joined the ACC. Nothing against Pitt, but I think they handle their business, and I believe that makes it time to fire up NFL picks. Going up to the Meadowlands, Commanders and the Giants in a house of horrors for previous Washington teams. They've tied up there. They've lost up there. They've occasionally won up there. It's almost always been an ugly football game up there. I'm just going to say it because I've heard a lot of people dismiss it this week. Scott Abraham, he's ABC 7 TV up there. He was on with the Junkies this morning. Oh, Jaden's fine. Jaden will be good. He's not hurt. Heard Awad say it, right? Like, he shouldn't be restricted anymore. That's not how this works at all. Jaden's still hurt. And Jaden's going to be playing through this for a while. And they did really well last week with the smoke and mirrors. But it's smoke, mirrors, and maybe B-Rob's hurt this week, too. I think he is my player of the game. He's my player to watch. Will Brian Robinson be full strength? Will he be able to carry the load? And if not, can McNichols and Eckler carry that load for him? I think that's the determining factor in this game. They did a great job last week of getting Daniels to the sideline every time he ran the football. That's not sustainable long term. I'm a little worried. I'm not worried at all about the passing. I am worried about the receivers. I think that there were some pretty bad drops last week. Aside from Terry, you're going to double-team Terry, let everybody else beat you. I think this is an offense is kind of hanging on to the edge of the cliff here. Can they pull themselves back up? Can they get back on the solid footing they were on a couple weeks ago before the Hail Mary, before the injury? I like the Commanders here laying the 4. I think that this is a team that's built to win these games. I think the focus is good. I think the energy is good at the facility. I think this is a game that you win with coaching. I think Dan Quinn has done a great job keeping them focused and on task. I think the Giants are a train wreck right now and flying towards an offseason, a major change there. I like everything about it. I promised I would complain about the NFL Rookie of the Month. Now feels like an appropriate time to do that. Bo Nix was the NFL Offensive Rookie of the Month. Bo Nix had a nice month, did some good things. Bo Nix played 4 games in October. He beat the Raiders, the Saints, and the Panthers. He lost to the Chargers. Pick out the impressive win out of that group. You can't. It's a trick question. None of those wins are impressive. Pick out the loss that stands out to you. You can't. They lost to the Chargers. That's fine. Whatever. Jane Daniels, in the month of October, crushed the Cleveland Browns. Crushed the Carolina Panthers. Beat them by 33. Bo Nix only beat them by 14. Beat the Bears with the greatest play of the NFL season to date. No big deal. Just a Hail Mary to win the game on the final second. And the loss was to the Baltimore Ravens in a game where he played well. The Ravens are better than the Chargers. In what world is Bo Nix the Offensive Rookie of the Month? Get out of town with that. This is worse than when Jordan got jobbed out of some of his MVPs. Jane Daniels, you are the NFL Offensive Rookie of the Month. The reason I'm doing a segment on this, the reason I care about this, the Rookie of the Week thing, Jane Daniels has been Rookie of the Week 6 out of the 8 weeks this year. That's a fan vote. I never get mad about a fan vote. Anytime there's an All-Star game, who got snubbed? Nobody got snubbed. The fans voted. The fans said who they want to see play. Nobody gets snubbed when fans vote because it's a popularity contest. This is an actual award given out by the NFL. Do better, NFL. Jaden Daniels, you are the NFL Offensive Rookie of the Month. I refuse to hear otherwise. That's my official stance on Rookie of the Month. A sham, a mockery, a Travis Shamockery, as I believe the beer commercial once said. With that in mind, we got other NFL games to pick, too. I love this Cowboys-Falcons game at 1 o'clock. The Cowboys are good enough to get right. They just never do. They're 3-point dogs here in Atlanta against the Falcons. Kirk Cousins, Bijan Robinson, Kyle Pitts. This is a good team and a well-coached team. They're hitting their stride. I like the Falcons laying the 3. I don't think the Cowboys get right. I think this is a 2-horse race in the NFC East. I think it's Eagles and Commanders. I said earlier in the week, I think the Eagles are favorites to win the NFC East. I stand by that. That's a really good roster. You're hoping for implosion there. In Dallas, it's a decent to good roster, but they played some tough teams, and this is another one where I certainly don't think they're favored to get right in Atlanta. Dolphins-Bills, fascinating one. Tua's back, 6-point underdogs. I do like the Bills in this one. I think they're rolling. I don't think they'll leave anything to chance. The nice thing for the Bills, if they win this game, 5-game margin in the AFC East in November. It's November, dog, already. The Bills are 5-game leaders in the AFC East going into the month of November. That's a great spot to be in. From a roster construction standpoint, that's a great spot to be in. From the standpoint of being able to really assemble your roster for the postseason, get everybody where you want it in a very competitive AFC. Joe Burrow called it a must-win game for the Bengals against the Raiders. They will. They're 7-point favorites. They'll cover against a Raiders team that got put in a tough spot, had to hire Antonio Pierce. There really weren't options there. They had to do it. You also knew, though, that roster was not built to contend in the AFC West. Tough break for Pierce. Tough break for the rest of the team and the organization. They got Tom Brady as a part owner. They'll figure it out the rest of the way. Eagles by 7.5 against the Jaguars. I do think the Eagles keep rolling, although they're certainly due for a heart attack along the way for their fans. Worse, the fans that What was it? They had trash cans outside the facility last year, even when they were leading the NFCs. They're not going to take anything other than a dominant win over the Jaguars. I don't know if they get it. I am going to lay the 7.5, though. I like the favorites across the board this week. Another favorite I really like, the Rams against the Seahawks. Rams are 1-point favorites in Seattle. Y'all know I love Matthew Stafford. I think he's going to start cooking and start cooking soon. I think the Rams maybe even give the Niners a run for their money and win that division, though the Niners are rounding into form as well as they head into their bye week. Lions-Packers game of the week. Something's fishy here. If Jordan Love doesn't play this game, the Lions are not only 2.5-point favorites. Lions are going to swarm and destroy Malik Willis. I know what happened the last time he played. He did fine. I love the Lions given 2.5 here. If Jordan Love plays and plays at full strength, Packers can win. They can absolutely make it a game. I'm going to take that educated risk there that Jordan Love's not 100%. Ride with the Lions in this one. Vikings-Colts. I loved it. Parney calling the Mo Alie-Cox touchdown at 11 o'clock. Can't beat that. Parney says, hey, watch out for our guy. I'd love a Mo Alie-Cox touchdown. That'd be fun. I do think the Vikings get right. And then Monday Night Football, Chiefs and the Bucks. I think the Buccaneers are a great play here, getting 8.5 points against a Chiefs team that has had to grind out wins. You give me 8.5 points in the NFL with a good team, I like getting 8.5 points with a good team. I think the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are a good team. And that concludes the book on today's NFL picks. All right, here's what we're going to do. We're going to go over to River City Roll. We're gonna wrap this show up. It's Crosstalk with AWOD. We'll let AWOD know. Our guy George has been trying to call in the whole show with Breeders' Cup picks. If he does, we'll give him a couple minutes of time here. We'll cut into Crosstalk. But until then, we're going to fire up the sounder, get ourselves to River City Roll, and have some fun.
Two hosts enter.
Let's get it on right now, all right?
Two hosts will also leave, but in between, all bets are off. This is Crosstalk with MP and AWOD.
Okay, okay, let's get this show on the road.
All right, our guy Adam Epstein, AWOD Radio, Ron Weasley, not to be confused with his producer, Rocky, air quotes there on Rocky, worst costume of Halloween. That's all right. I'm over it. I'm over it now. It's November. It's already November, dog. AWOD's over at River City Roll. What's up, dude?
What's going on, Michael? I do kind of love you poking fun at Stubb for he attempted to come up with a Halloween costume. He certainly attempted.
He gave it his all. Next year, I'll just throw a name tag on, put a name on, say, I'm Rocky Balboa. That's the only thing that would require less effort than what he did yesterday. AWOD Radio coming up next. It's a trap game. It's unquestionably a trap game. It's a bad Giants team. It's a team that has a lot of change coming this offseason. It's a very good Commanders team. I'd just like to appreciate for a moment, Adam, that our team is good enough to have a trap game. Just feels like it's been a while since there's been like a bona fide legit trap game.
Yeah, I mean, this team is playing really well, right? And that's why I kind of said on my show yesterday, it's at this point in the season when I think you stop talking about your plans for next year and next offseason and the offseason after that and the 2.5-year plan, and you just lock in to the rest of this season and make sure that the whole group that's in the locker room is bought into Dan Quinn's system here. And whether they want to make an addition or two right before the deadline, that would be fine with me as long as they don't give up a first or a second round pick. But I think this is the chance to lock in here and actually try to win this division right now.
It's certainly up for grabs. You know, I think very highly of Philly. They're playing good football right now. That roster's better than this roster, but the intangibles, or the skin tangibles, as we used to say, are way better in Ashburn. I gave out my player to watch. It's Brian Robinson. I just think if he's healthy, this is a game where you let him carry the load, run to victory against the Giants. Who are you going to be watching on Sunday?
Terry McLaurin. Terry McLaurin in the last game against the Giants, they made it a point to get him the football. All right, it was, hey, we didn't get him the ball week one, let's get him the football this week. 6 catches. The problem was it was just for 22 yards. It was all these screen passes and short little slants. I think they target Terry once again and trying to take advantage of a weaker secondary for the Giants here, but maybe more deeper shots, intermediate shots for Terry. So I'm looking for, you know, 8 to 10 catches for Terry McLaurin over 100 yards.
That'd certainly be a key to victory right there. You get Terry McLaurin cooking, the rest of the offense comes behind him. And you know, Noah Brown had a miss last week, but I think on the whole, he's been the addition they needed. Love that they found him at the end of training camp, because without him, I think it's a lot harder sledding for Terry out there.
Yeah, no, so right. And then look at the defensive side of the ball for Washington. I look for Johnny Newton to back up his big performance against the Bears. And Michael, what is the latest with the concussion protocol rules? Because Giants coach Brian Daboll said that Tyrone Tracy would be a limited participant in practice yesterday, but he had a concussion on Sunday, so I just don't understand. Can he play this Sunday?
Yeah, so you need two consecutive days. You need one day to practice and one day to get cleared after the practice. So a limited practice doesn't do it. So he'll need to practice full today and then get cleared by the doctor tomorrow. But that does leave the window open in terms of being able to do that. You need a full practice and then the clearance the next day, a day after the contact. So the window's still open. There have been teams that have tried to sneak guys in at the buzzer with a full Saturday practice and then clearance Sunday morning. At one point, the NFL tried to clear, you know, get rid of that. I don't know where that stands. They heavily frown upon it. I don't know if it's fully banned or not. But certainly, if he doesn't practice fully today, I would not expect to see him out there in the game. It would be very hard to get the clearance, if not impossible. You know, this is a Giants team that was able to get three touchdowns against the Commanders last time. Didn't have the kicker, obviously, but I think they're facing a lot tougher Commanders defense this go around.
I really hope so. I think it comes down to which team can establish the run, right? I think, you know, whether it's Tyrone Tracy or Devin Singletary or Daniel Jones running himself, right? That's going to be such a crucial part of this game. But you're so right. I mean, the next most important thing is the red zone. The Giants scored three touchdowns. How'd they lose the game? Well, they didn't have a kicker, right? So three times six is 18, and that's the only points that they scored in that game. Washington had more success offensively with more drives to New York's side of the field, but couldn't get into the end zone. So I think third down efficiency, the ability to run the ball, and then red zone success will be your most important factors.
All right, I gave out my pick of the week. I love the Lions, only giving 2.5 in Green Bay. I think they're a way better team than the Packers right now, who have questions at quarterback. You giving the Packers a chance this weekend?
Yes, because it's at home, right? I just think that Lambeau Field gives them such an advantage. And Josh Jacobs is having a good season. And Josh Jacobs came over from Vegas, from the Raiders, to the Packers this season, and feels like he's on a mission, right? So he has three touchdowns. It's not great, but he's fourth in yards with 667. And he's been able to put together some really good games this season. He's coming off of a 127-yard performance. I get it against Jacksonville, but still 127 yards and two touchdowns. So I think whether it's Jordan Love or Malik Willis, if Green Bay is able to run the rock like they did last week, they're going to be in this game at home and give themselves a chance.
He put up triple digits, and it doesn't matter who you do it against. That's an impressive showing. We'll, of course, have Commanders Giants right here on The Fan pregame show, postgame gut check right after, following the game tonight. It's high school football, Armstrong TJ, best of the city. And then tomorrow on The Fan, it's Virginia Tech Syracuse. You know I've been pounding the drum all week. This is not a game to be overlooked. Really fun one brewing, I think, tomorrow up in the Carrier Dome, Adam.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I can't wait for that game, because there's so much on the line every week now for Virginia Tech, as there's just no more margin for error. They have to win out to make it to the ACC title game. They'd have to win the ACC title game to get to the college football playoffs, but the dream is still alive for at least another weekend as they travel to Syracuse. And I hope that the defense can get to Kyle McCord and have him cough it up with a couple turnovers like he did last week. Five interceptions against Pitt.
Five interceptions. Pitt's the real deal. They're down at SMU this week. Really fun ACC game down there. We'll get one of the undefeated teams off the board. SMU touchdown favorites in that game. They had a rocky start to the year. We all knew they'd be immediate contenders in the portal era with the amount of money they spent. They raised over $150 million for their NIL fund after announcing they were joining the ACC. I mean, that's Texas money down there. It's been money well spent. They're going to be immediate contenders and an immediate factor in the ACC. And then, of course, our 4 days of great sports in a row continue with VCU Hoops opener on Monday night. We had our chat with Luke Bamboye on today's show. And Adam, you were mentioning yesterday, and I agree with you, I don't think he's a redshirt guy. I think he's a guy who they want to see some minutes from right away.
Absolutely. And I've got a little programming note for you, Michael. Ooh. This just in. All right. So VCU game day on Monday to kick off, to tip off the regular season here for the 2024-2025 VCU Rams. And I know, Michael, you announced it. The Rams already said they are going to put a jersey in the rafters, right? Joey Rodriguez will join AWOD Radio on Monday to start the season.
Ooh, that's a good get right there. All right. Hopefully a double victory Monday and a Joey Rodriguez sighting on game day against Bellarmine. That's all you can hope for right there. I love it. Why don't you give us a rundown on today's AWOD Radio?
Of course. We're going to give out our keys to victory as we do every Friday. Moneyline Mac will join us here at River City Roll to go through the best college football games of the weekend. We're going to go behind enemy lines with Giants reporter from WFAN and Sean Morash. And then Grant Polson from G&D will join us at 12:30 to talk about the six-time Rookie of the Week, Jaden Daniels. And Michael, let me just ask you this real quickly here. A scale of 1 to 10, how much pain do you think Jaden was in last Sunday? And how much pain will he be in this Sunday?
I think the adrenaline carried him in the first half, and I think you saw him start to wear down in the second half. And I just hope Cliff Kingsbury calls it smart and Jaden plays it smart, because he's going to feel better this week. That's how that works. You feel better week to week. But it's also something where as soon as he takes that first hit, as soon as the hits start accumulating, it'll have an effect. It will wear him down. So I think the fresher they can keep him, even if maybe he doesn't feel as down as he did last week out of the gate, it's going to be important to keep him clean, keep him healthy, because if he starts wearing down and it's a competitive game down the stretch, you don't want to be in that spot. That said, there's nobody I'd rather have right now with the game on the line, the number five. He just delivers in clutch situations every time they throw one at him. It's been incredible. And as I said on my show, an absolute travesty. He was not Offensive Rookie of the Month. They gave that to Bo Nix instead. Unbelievable.
Yeah. Yeah. I heard you ranting about it. You were so right. Everything you said, I double down on that.
I appreciate that. 3 hours of AWOD Radio coming up next. He's live. He's local. He's at River City Roll with some special guests. We build towards VCU basketball game day on Monday. Looking forward to that. If you missed anything on the show, grab the podcast, MP on the Mic, on all major podcast platforms. We're out of here, back Monday. See you then. You're listening to 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. and 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.